With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The storm of the century hits Jamaica. Hurricane Melissa hit the island as a Category 5 storm with winds of around 185 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center Specialist Larry Kelly.
This is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening situation for the island of Jamaica as that eye wall brings those major hurricane Category 5 force winds.
And the storm is expected to do a lot of damage, starting with about 15 to 40 inches of rain, flash flooding, and landslides across the island. Previously, the storm already blamed for about 7 deaths, and it poses another risk in Cuba and also parts of perhaps the Bahamas and Bermuda. For now, the U.S. mainland apparently will be spared, even though the storm could change direction. The Senate has voted for the 13th time in a House-passed continuing resolution aimed at funding the government through November 21st. Yet, once again, Democrats stop short of supporting it. Therefore, it is continuing now into day 28, the second longest in U.S. history. 42 million Americans risk losing their SNAP benefits after November 1st if something doesn't change. No respite for Israel's prime minister from his many legal battles. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in court to continue his testimony in his ongoing trial. He's the first sitting Israeli leader to take the stand as a criminal defendant. Netanyahu's answering during his court appearances to charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, it's been a booming session so far. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 241 points, the NASDAQ up by 220, and the S&P 500 about 20 minutes from the close, and it's up 24 points. This is SRN News. Americans being asked to weigh in on religion and culture and how the two may intertwine. Correspondent Michael Harrington takes a closer look.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Transgenderism could be a big factor in deciding Virginia's looming gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Republican Winsome Earl Sears wants to keep transgenderism out of the public schools, while her Democrat opponent Abigail Spanberger has largely avoided the subject. The winner of the governor's race will likely have a lot to say about regulations covering trans youth. This is SRN News. The Trump administration escalating its war on the purveyors of poisons that have killed so many Americans.
There's been another U.S. attack on suspected drug runners in the eastern Pacific. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the latest strikes took out 3 boats. 14 people were killed. There was 1 survivor. It's the first time there have been multiple strikes in a single day.
House Republicans releasing a report on former President Biden's cognitive health.
The long-promised report issues a scathing critique of Joe Biden's inner circle, accusing a cover-up of the former president's mental condition and misuse of the auto pen. Even though the report includes no specific instances of illegal activity, Republicans said their findings cast doubt on all of Joe Biden's actions in office, and they're urging the Justice Department to conduct a full investigation. Biden has denied that he was unaware of his administration's actions.
That is Greg Clarkson reporting. More at SRNNews.com.